Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes. Okay, I did it right. Okay.
Okay. So I just I got you on the line so I can go over a few QAs with you, but I know you said something about your time coming in now to 12. You said your time wasn't right or something.
You said my time coming in at 12?
No, I saw you write me early this morning, but, you know, I don't come in to 12 to 9. I go to 7 to 4 starting March the 1st, but for the rest of this month, I'm 12 to 9, so I'm just now seeing it.
Yeah, so, like, on the page, you know, like, the page where you can check your schedule and, like, your QA calls and stuff? So, like, my hour will say 28.93, but, you know, I had a virus last week, so I made up my time Saturday and Sunday. Like, I work, like, 5 hours Saturday and maybe 2 Sunday. And it still says 28.93.
So you're talking about on your age or overview?
Yeah.
Now, see, that sometimes that is incorrect. Do you know, do you check your emails?
No.
You should, every day they send, like, little things to your email. That's what you're supposed to be checking. It's going to come from call center at asktelemarketing.com. You're going to receive an email every day, like, around 11-something. It's going to track your days. Like, so today is Monday. It'll send an email in with your time from Saturday and Sunday and, like, the rest of the week. That's the most accurate way. Like, the agent overview thing is not updated. So it'll show one thing, and then in the system, like, through your emails, you'll actually see your correct amount of hours. If you pull your email up now, it's probably already there, though. Go to your email.
Okay. See, I think I'd be on the wrong thing. See, because what I be on is, like, operation, but the only thing I see is retention, how to structure your email.
What you say, operation? Hold on, let me open up my Internet Explorer.
See, I might be on the wrong thing.
Let me see. When you open up Internet Explorer, let me see what I see. Okay, so when you open up Internet Explorer, you see how it comes with all those different pages?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're going to click on Operations Announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to see the little dots at the very top where it says SharePoint.
Mm-hmm.
You click on those dots, and you click the first one for Outlook.
Mm. Okay.
And then let me know when you get up in your email so I can make sure your time right.
Okay, I'm in there.
Okay, so once you go in there, you should see, like, around 11 o'clock today, you should see something coming from call center at ASK Telemarketing. You should see it within, like, 11-something today.
The only one I see from call center is from 5:28. PM. It's a call center at ASK Telemarketing.
Yeah, open that one.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I see it. Yeah, it's highlighted in green.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. It say 3737. Okay.
So that's right. You say that's right, right?
Yes, ma'am. It's right.
Okay. Okay, so now I'm going to go over your QAs with you, okay? I just wanted to get it right first. Okay, so remember, on like, when you get a customer that call in the same day they order, remember, once you're canceling out their account, make sure that you're always voiding the charges, like you're refunding them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Let me see what else. I'm trying to wait on all of them to pull up. You like working from home?
Yes. If I'm still doing good on my calls, because, like, I be watching my little, you know, I know you said don't go by what's on the screen, but I still be, like, reviewing my QA.
Yeah, now that is accurate. All of that is right. The only thing that be like messed up sometimes on that agent overview is your hours, but your QAs and stuff, it's going to always be accurate. So if you look in there, then that's where you're supposed to be looking at. For last week, you did have a few. You had a 90, you know, for not branding the call on a 2C marketing call. Then on the, you had a 70 on a Gilbert call. It was for your hold time. Remember, you got to check in on them, like, within every 30 seconds. Don't let it go over 30 seconds. And remember to always ask about your ad.
Okay. This is what I be trying to work on, not having them on hold for a long time.
Yeah, don't make sure you keep checking in on them. You got another 80. You got it. It's for no product name and hold time. Make sure you're always watching your hold time and you always giving the product name.
Okay. So, like, for instance, okay, so if they order keto and clean, sometimes, like, I just literally started saying, like, for instance, 0G keto and 0G cleanse. But usually I'd be like, you order keto and clean.
Like, sometimes if I don't know, like, exactly how to pronounce the name in front of keto, you know, some of those names are kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, I do see here when you have our dietary weight loss products, the keto and the cleanse. But you have to say something, like, to let them know what they have. If you just go ahead and assist them without verifying what products they have, then you will get QA'd for not telling them. Because it's just like us calling Amazon. You know, we talking to them, but they telling us what we bill for. But we don't need, they're not telling us what the products is, like what we order. They just telling us why they took our money, you know.
Right.
So just make sure, because, like, that you keep your QAs on track. That is a part of being at home. You do have to keep, like, we try to have y'all at least a 95 or above at home. I know you still new, so things happen. So I'm talking to you, you know, making sure that you get everything down pat. It's simple things. It's not like you're doing anything, like, just terrible. But just try to go ahead and fix those small errors.
Right. Yes, ma'am. And another thing about the, okay, about the Green Ape. I don't have too many of Green Ape calls, so I really don't understand it all the way. Like, yesterday the man ordered 5 month supply. And he wanted to, well, I offered to downgrade it because he said the price was too high. So, like, I clicked on the little blue thing and I found the thing that you downgraded to, like, 3 month supply, and, like, it was like $139 instead of the $189. But I didn't know how to, like, it wouldn't let me update it on the system, you know what I'm saying? Like, it still had $189.
You'll have to, anytime you do that, you'll have to cancel and refund the most, you know, the one that I already went through, and then process the new order. So it won't be billing them twice. They'll get one charge back, and then the new charge will go through.
Oh, see, I was trying to, like, subtract the full price from the $139, then refund him that back. Okay.
The whole thing back. That's probably why I was doing it.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, you got any more questions?
No, I'm okay.
All right, well, that's all I wanted. Just make sure you fix those little small errors.
Okay, no hold time over 30, and I always give product name. Okay.
Right, everything else you're doing correctly.
Okay.
Okay. All right, talk to you later.
All right.